This portion I wanted to open up with a verse that fast forwards into the future. The Torah will go forth out of Zion, Micah 4:2. Similarly, there are some amazing prophetic pictures in the Sabbath and in the Feast of the Lord. Can you talk about those things?
Yes. As a matter of fact, the seventh feast given to us in Leviticus chapter 23 actually provided for us in Genesis chapter 1, as a matter of fact, and Shabbat are incredible pictures drawn for us so that we would know our Messiah's first and second coming. And so his first coming was all displayed in this, what we call the spring feast. And because the religious systems of the day once again changed those things and added to them and replaced things, you know, that's the nature of religion. They did not recognize the time of their visitation. That's why Yeshua accuses them of that in the book of Luke. But he's coming again. And the last three feasts are these prophetic pictures of his second coming. And we have to realize that Yeshua observed these things. And Yeshua told us to pick up our cross or take up your cross and follow him. And then Paul later on says, follow me as I follow the Messiah. And so they kept these feasts and they kept these Sabbaths because they are indeed as well these beautiful prophetic pictures, especially the Sabbath, speaking of that seventh day or that last time. Because even that phrase in your Bibles, first day of the week, actually in Greek, you don't even have to go back to Hebrew, in Greek is mia ton sabbaton. Literally in Greek, it says one of the Sabbaths. So clearly, one of the Sabbaths is something that's spread all throughout the book of Acts and throughout the teachings of Yeshua.
So one of the key verses for saying the Sabbath was switched to Sunday, where it says they came together on the first day of the week, actually that verse says they came together on one of the Sabbaths. That's amazing.
Yeah, actually that's a phrase that's used to describe the feast and the Sabbaths between the Feast of First Fruits, when Yeshua rose from the dead, and the Feast of Pentecost. That's called the counting of the Omer, or in Hebrew, one of the Sabbaths, or counting of the Sabbath. So every occurrence of first day of the week has something to do with that festival because it's a prophetic picture of the end times.
That's great. And so, Brad, with the rich meaning in the prophetic pictures in the Sabbath and the Feast of the Lord, do you think that's a good place for people to start that might just be hearing about some of these things for the first time?
Oh, absolutely. The book of Acts and Paul's writing Colossians also alludes to that, because in the book of Acts, these new believers were told that they would learn about Moses in the synagogues or in their gathering places. They would learn these things. Paul also talks about these festivals are a shadow. The body is Messiah, but these festivals are a shadow. Well, anybody knows that the shadow doesn't do something different than the body does. If the body's, making kangaroo figures with its hands, well, then the shadow's doing the same thing. They both do the same thing. So a great place to start is with Passover. You can get a hold of our ministry, and we can give you some information on how to start observing the feast, not just talking about the feast, but observing them, because we want to follow the Messiah, and he observed these things.
Absolutely. And, Passover is kind of interesting because that's one that Paul talked about in Corinthians where he said, let us keep the feast.
That's right. It's just the way we keep the feast.
Right.
In sincerity and truth is the way we're supposed to keep the feast.
Exactly. So Paul says, let's do it, but let's do it this way with sincerity and truth.